Hello and welcome to episode 31 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown, and this is going to be a little bit of a different episode. What happened was, tonight we had some big skirmishing at our local game store, Demolition Games, in Salt Lake City. So what happened was a few of us showed up who are going to Worlds, and then there was a few players who weren't going to Worlds, and we were just kind of doing some skirmishing, like getting ready, playing, testing out different lists. I've been playing this Han Dracotta list that I think has got a lot of answers for many of the meta's problems. It's really tanky in Han and Dracotta. Even though it's only two figures, they are just abnormally defensive figures with MHD and C-3PO on the Lamb and Miracle Worker around. So I've been giving those guys a try. Other people brought different lists. Matt Richards has been really focused on Han Rangers. He's been playing Brett Kelly's list, which is Han, Rangers, Rebel Care Plus, R2, two sets of regular smugglers, and then Rebel High Command. JK has been testing out a bunch of different things. He's been playing Han Chewie. He's been really thinking about his scum hunters. Although, as you're going to listen tonight, he has been a little bit more sold on Han Rangers because it's just such a solid list. Steven, who's actually not going to Worlds, he's moving out to Minnesota, but he's not going to be able to make it to Worlds this year. He has been playing a lot of scum hunters, and him and I were able to play. So what this episode is going to be is I'm going to give just a quick summary of where they're at in terms of, like, as we're skirmishing and as we're playing, what we're doing. I played against a local guy named Kent Spafford. He has been playing this really cool Rebel Heroes list. It's Han, Ahsoka, Luke, and then just like with other Rebel Heroes to taste. And we played a game on Mos Eisley on Concealed Treasures. That is a very good list, are a very good map for me because of those two Alliance smugglers I've got. And I'm going to go through my list, as you'll hear here in a little bit. We had a good game, but I was able to get off some pretty crazy shots with Han and Dracotta. Han was able to Element of Surprise, Tools to the Job on Luke, and deal, I think, 10 damage and finish him off. So it was a good game, but I was just able to pull it out. And then I also had a game against Steven Butler. These are all going to be discussed later. I just kind of want to give you a little bit of a preparation. But first off, we want to thank everybody for downloading the podcast. We've actually passed 10,000 downloads, which I think is just absolutely incredible. We've got a lot of supporters on Patreon, and I love and I'm so appreciative of everyone who's supporting us on Patreon. It means so much to me. We've got those alt art cards that are going out in the mail, and we are going to just keep looking for ways that we can reward and support people who support us, and I'm so glad that you do. If you want to join us on the Slack channel, we are growing more and more and just having a ton of fun on the Slack channel, even though certain people always want to tell me that they think Han is overrated or Ahsoka sucks, which she doesn't. She is the absolute best. But we just have a ton of fun on the Slack channel. So if you want to join us, send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com. Sorry for the long introduction, guys. Yeah, I think you're going to really enjoy this episode, though. Hello and welcome to episode 31 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown, and this is going to kind of be a different special episode. I'm currently recording in our store that we play in. It's called Demolition Games in Salt Lake City. And we have been having just kind of a round robin, not tournament, but just a heavy skirmish night focused on preparation for Worlds. Right now it's me, JK, Matt Richards, who are going to Worlds, Scott, who is in our play group. He was our regionals winner. He is not here, but he is also going to Worlds. So the four of us that are going to Worlds, three of us are here practicing. Then we've got two other really good players, Steven Butler and Kent Spafford, who are here, and we've just all been practicing stuff. So what this episode is going to be, I kind of want it to be a little bit more focused on some list iterations that we're trying out as we prepare for Worlds, just some things that we've been working on. So I'm going to start, and I've been playing this Han Dracotta list that has just been doing really, really well. Our playgroup is super, super good, and this list has just been shredding it up. I mean, Dracotta has just gives me lots of answers to things I don't have answers for, namely Imperial Troopers, and Han is obviously, he's the best figure in the game. So, despite what anyone else says on the other side. So, the list is Han Solo, Dracotta, MHD, Hera, Gideon, Mac, Alliance Smuggler, C-3PO, and then Rogue Smuggler. So the list is 9 activations. Okay, so the list is built around, obviously, Han Solo and Dracotta. They are the ones who are going to be dealing 90% of the damage. 90% of the damage I'm going to do in the match. But I've got two Alliance Smugglers because I have always, with my boxes, I just kind of throw away objectives. It's really hard for me to contest them. But with these two Alliance Smugglers, I have got a really good shot to put a lot of pressure on the board in terms of, like, objective speaking. And they're super solid. I used to have R2-D2 and Trusted Ally. Trusted Ally is an incredibly good card on MHD, and it's super good. For removing weaken, you know, like if Taro comes in and drops his weaken bomb, it's just a really, really good card. But ultimately, I decided to drop R2 and Trusted Ally in order to bring these smugglers in because I want to actually be able to seriously contest objectives. And I think it's the right call. Plus, it gives me an extra activation. At 9 activations, it's very hard for Han not to get the last activation, and that is just really, really awesome. So the command deck is... And this is going to be alphabetical. Arcing Shot, Collateral Damage, Element of Surprise, Fool Me Once, I Make My Own Luck, Intelligence Leak, Miracle Worker, Negation, Officer's Training, On the Lamb, Planning, Strategic Shift, Take Initiative, Tools to the Job, and Tough Luck. Now, most of these cards make total sense. Arcing Shot, I think there are good arguments against including it, mostly just because there's lots of great one point command cards. But Arcing Shot on Dracotta is so awesome because Dracotta's main value is being able to push damage onto lots of figures at once, right? If someone, it's not even if they make a positioning mistake. I mean, if they have people within two spaces of each other, Dracotta has the ability to push extra damage out. And so with Arcing Shot, what it allows you to do is take an opponent, they think they've got a figure that's safe, but now Dracotta's going to be able to take a shot on them, and he can use that, he can then blast off that shot. It's really, really good. Collateral Damage is an auto-include with Dracotta. It's so good. Being able to do a shrapnel, one damage onto an officer, and then collateral damage, kill it. Or blast two onto a C-3PO, and then kill him with collateral damage. It's awesome. Fool Me Once, this card is not good, but I'm including it because, one, I just want to have maximum card draw. I'm like... Right now, I'm thinking about this in terms of I just need what are all the ways I can just get maximum card draw, not strain, but maximum card draw. So Fool Me Once, this card is it's any figure. Take 2 strain, use during your activation to return your opponent's command discard pile to the game box. Then if you are a spy, draw 1 card. So the whole premise of this is if they've got shared experience, I can use this to get rid of it, which is awesome. But the other thing is Matt can do this. He can take 2 strain as damage, which MHD can then heal, and then I can draw a command card, right? So it's all about I want to do everything I possibly can do to push through my command deck. And then I don't think anything else is really too crazy. I Make My Own Luck because it's awesome to be able to take initiative twice. And Han doesn't, most of the time he doesn't want to go first. But sometimes you need him to go first in order to just take that big swing so he can do it. And then Strategic Shift, Intelligence, like those cards just make total sense. I have included Mac instead of R2-D2 because I think those cards are that important. When I am against bad matchups, and bad matchups for this list I think are primarily... like Han Rangers, that's a really scary because Dracotta's extra block doesn't do a ton against against Rangers. I mean, it negates their Pierce, but that's it. They just kind of cancel each other out, and eventually they're just going to put a ton of damage on them with Assassinate and all their things. So what I need to be able to do is if my opponent is slow playing and building up his command cards, I'm also going to be slow playing because once I get a strategic shift, kind of resets the game against them. So that's a great card. Anyway, that's what I've been playing. It has been doing really, really well. I have tested a few games against Matt. I've played a few games against Scott. I don't know who else I've... I played against Kent just now. And it's just really solid. Han and Dracotta, even though I've only got 2 main attacks, just pump out so much damage. And I'm okay if I only have 2 main damage dealers if I've got other ways to get points on the board, and that's what those Alliance smugglers are for. So the list just it's got a lot of answers. It's obviously fragile. It's obviously probably better. I think Han Rangers is a better list, but it's got enough differentness to it that I really enjoy running it. I'm not like a big fan of just playing something that... I would prefer to play something that's a little off meta, but it's something I enjoy playing. And also, I've got a lot of experience with MHD, so I kind of know when it's time to commit him, when it's time to lose him, you know, just things like that. So anyway, I've had a lot of fun, a lot of success with it. Right now, there's a few other skirmish games going. I'm going to pull people in as we're doing it. So again, I apologize for like if there's any background noise or if there's any interference with that. But anyway, that's where we're at. Thanks so much. Right now, the games are being played. JK and Matt are dueling off on Nalhutta. JK is running a very traditional Scum Hunters build, but it's Jabba's Realm Scum Hunters. So he does have Devious Scheme, but he doesn't have IG. So he's got double sets of Weak Ways, Onar, Vinto, Greedo, Rebel Care Package, no Hera. It's a really, really solid list. Matt is running his Han Rangers that he's been really working on for the last few weeks. I think it's an awesome matchup. They're obviously both really good ranged lists, and it's now Hutta. I think it's Raining Freight. Matt does have he has two Alliance smugglers. JK doesn't really actually have any great objective pick wrappers, but he's just got so many figures on the board, and all of them are going to be able, most of them are going to be able to take advantage of his Hunter's trait. So it's going to be really interesting. I want to pull them in after their game's over to see how it's working out. As of right now, they're kind of just squaring off on each other. Obviously, JK took the bottom side with Devious Scheme. So we'll get their thoughts, see what they say after the game is over. Okay, as I was just saying, JK was playing Matt. Their game just got over. So now JK's started talking about his matchup, but I want him to talk about it on the pod. So start talking about JK.
Okay, so I was running double Equay. Very, very classic scum list, as I know Kenny was talking about, versus Han Rangers. I lost 40-33. I probably could have had 35, but neither here nor there. It basically came down to a last little pitch. I didn't see On the Lamb. I didn't see Negation in time, Assassinate in time. He did see On the Lamb. So we were just talking. I think the Weequays are a really bad matchup for Han Rangers, because Han can get blasted by the Weequays.
Yep. He can't expose himself.
Yeah, exactly. Which, I mean, Matt did a really good job of kind of keeping him tucked away. I had a little suboptimal roll on a Greedo parting shot to a Ranger. It did 5 damage and bleed. I would have liked it to do a little bit more as a focus shot, but that's, you know, is what it is.
What was the range?
Four. Yes. Like, well in range.
So you're expecting to do a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
Probably 5 because he wanted his reroll.
Yeah.
But you had, like, tucked him away that he needed to, like, commit in order, like, you needed to get close.
I mean, I was far enough away that I was expecting it. What we were saying is, which kind of off pod, was that I think Han Rangers, things have to break wrong for it to lose. I think a good player with it in their hand, playing it, I think they're going to have an upper hand unless something breaks wrong. Like, if things just go as chalk, as things just go as normal, I think it has the advantage on basically every list. I mean, I think there's going to be times when it doesn't work right, where, you know, but again, if you're drawing the same point card, like same amount of points in your draw deck, like, you know, one side isn't drawing 10 points worth of cards and you've drawn four zeros or whatever. And because you're a rebel, you have the opportunity to just mill your whole deck. Because I did shoot the messenger, and I got rid of Assassinate and Tools for the Job and Tough Luck.
That was
so those
awesome.
Are three big cards. But at the same time, I would have let him have those three if I could have had Assassinate and On the Lamb at the same time.
Because for you, the value is you've got lots of low cost, like high hard hitting figures, right? Whereas he's got like high value figures.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You don't care if a Weequay gets assassinated.
Yeah.
If you can then trade that for an assassination on Han or even his Ranger.
Outside of Onar, there's no one that like the, I mean, Onar and Vinto, I guess, Greedo to a little bit, but realistically, they're either going to kill you or they're not going to kill you. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, just kidding, I only did 2 damage with Han instead of 7. You're doing 7, 8, 9 damage with Han, regardless of whether or not you have Assassinate.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It was a really interesting map. Matt wanted to run it because he wanted to see, again, the match of Han Rangers versus Equays is a different one.
Mm-hmm.
We did it on Nalhutta, which is still a Rangers favorite map, despite the fact that I have Devious, so I take the bottom side.
Yeah.
So I got a handful of points from Crates because of he kind of pushed Cliffside a little.
Yeah.
And so I got some free Crates there.
You don't have any objective runners.
I don't have any objective runners. Greedo and Vinto are the well, I have a Jawa, but he just camped on the terminal.
Yeah.
He actually had 3 dodges and was kind of like an MVP. But,
oh my gosh!
And he killed Hera. He made his way back in gold.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But, yeah.
Well, I think the thing is, like, on Nalhutta, like, Nalhutta is even with hunters, Equays without Hera, like 8 range, it's not undoable for them if they're focused, but it's like scary, right?
Yeah.
Like beyond 8, you're like, okay, I'm going to, I've got guaranteed 5,
mm-hmm.
but realistically guaranteed 7, maybe 8, but more than that, and you're starting to get into like scarier territory,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 8's your wheelhouse. Like, we talked about this a little bit with sentries a while back, where they're like, sentries are like 9 to 11 is kind of another day, like.
With a charge shot.
Yeah, with a charge shot. You're going to get there. Because you're like, when you're focused, because basically you're at a base of 7, and so any
when
one
focused,
thing, any one thing has to break the right way, and you're just totally hooked up.
Yeah.
Where Weequays are 8 to, like, 8 is right where I draw the line, yeah. In my opinion. I don't know if anyone else has opinions on that, but yeah, 8. And that's like, I didn't bring Hera and I might next time, but it's a thing because I brought Vinto with Prey on the Weak, mm-hmm. who is really good against Rangers.
Yeah.
Because he gets two shots, Pierce and Accuracy. So he gets a little bit more range, a little more consistency.
That's a good point.
And he can start getting that roll on.
Yeah.
I mean, Vinto's, the biggest issue with Vinto is Jet Troopers.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Prey on the Weak kind of helps out as well because
gives
then they
the
can't.
Name Pierce.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's my thoughts. I mean, again, I think I've talked about this kind of on the Slack channel and a little bit offside. I think Han Rangers, in my opinion, is the class of the meta right now.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think someone's and I say that where I think if everyone had like if we had a bunch of people with the same ability, yada yada yada, all things being equal, two people playing against each other, Han Rangers would win, assuming everything doesn't break a funky way. Like, you know, if you run into Vader and Vader can rush up and you have two parting blows in their hand,
yeah.
and a jet runs up with Grenadier and overrun, and you just kind of like tap your head and swear a lot and run off and start throwing chairs. But there's a certain amount where you just like, if that doesn't happen, you probably have a pretty good shot. Even on Jabba's, which is the worst.
Yeah.
And I use air quotes, which you can't see, for the Han Ranger list.
The thing is, and so what I want to see Han Rangers work against is Taro Vader on Jabba's. I feel like if someone said to me, I want you to design a good meta list that is going to give Han Rangers a hard time on a certain map, what would it be? And I would say, I would want Taro to be there. I'd want Vader. And I would put it on Jabba's. So, yeah. I mean, what we should do is we should get someone like Jorgen, who I played at the SoCal Regional, fully armed and operational. That's his wheelhouse. Or Rob Stanley from Texas,
yep.
right? Like, these guys who play Taro with Vader know how to work them. I would say that is what I would want to see go up against a Han Rangers list.
Yeah.
And see how that matchup works out.
I do think Vader with Riots, with Elite Riots, has a pretty good... I played that tonight against Han... against JK's Han Chewie list. I was running double E-Jets, E-Riots, two officers, and Vader with Unshakable.
Yeah.
And I weakened Han with one of my Riots, and then I think the rest of the damage on Han was Force Chokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vader was able to just choke Han.
Yeah. So I was running Han Chewie. I wanted to bring it back. The issue with it is one of Chewie's biggest strengths is that stun, and Unshakable just crushes
it. Exactly.
And so, like,
you've only got one stun,
yeah,
right?
So
it's really hard to stack stun.
And so, yeah, I think Chewie is like, I mean, Chewie's good, and he's going to win against a lot of different matchups.
Yeah.
But that Vader matchup, I don't think is going to be worth the shot.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of tinkering with it, but I think I'm pulled away from it. Where for Worlds, I'm either going to do Han Rangers or I still will probably maybe get into the scum a little bit, but I don't, yeah.
I would like to see more Han Rangers because I think that's, I think Scum Hunters is super good, but I just think Han Rangers has just got all the answers for so many things right now.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's, cause so Matt ran, Han Rangers, and then his final 6 points, like
it was Brett Kelly's list.
Yeah. I'm assuming most people know it. It's Han Rangers, so 22 points, Rebel Care Package for 31.
Plus.
Yeah, Rebel Care Package plus for 31, and then R2-D2 for 34. And then your last six, I think, is really interesting. Matt was running two Smugglers and the Rebel Care Package, which is the full
Brett Rebel High Command.
Rebel High Command, sorry. And so you're getting tons of card draw. I think I would run Mac and Balance of the Force. You lose a card draw, mm-hmm. but on that off chance you run into a weird, you know, Luke list or IG-88 list.
Or the mirror match.
Yeah, or the straight mirror match. Yeah, you have getting rid of a freaking On the Lamb again.
Yeah, it's huge.
If you can get rid of On the Lamb, the game changes.
Well, the thing is, like, so think about that matchup is you've got Mac with Balance of the Force, which means you should have Strategic Shift in your hand. Mm-hmm. And if your opponent has got seven cards in hand, you're like, hey, I'm a Strategic Shift, and you just won the game.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've got a mirror match, but you are now, they're down 5 cards, and you're up, like, those cards. So, I mean, I feel like, I don't think it's as good against other things, but I think against, like, those, like, IG Han Solo lists, having a spy and the ability to, like, you know, do shenanigans like that, man, that'll just ruin their day.
I also think it helps on reigning for, on a Nalhutta, because I think smugglers struggle a little on raining freight because they don't get that boast
bonus,
like they're just moving.
Yeah.
And at that point they're just moving. Yeah. They get the minus two accuracy, but like having, mock with Hera means you can just shoot down at someone sitting on a terminal, take a random shot. And if you kill them, you get a free card out of it as well.
Yep.
And it's crazy good. I think it helps that a little bit. That being said, after watching Matt, he just sat there and body blocked like crazy with his smugglers just to keep it,
keep
it ranged 9 and 10, because even it, again, with that built in two accuracy, they're just annoying little little buggers.
The two smugglers also really good on the pickup drop off crates, in the back alleys.
It's that's
concealed treasures.
Concealed treasures. They can run out, pick up, and like by the end of the first round, you've already gotten, not first round, second round, you can easily get 8 points and be halfway out to get more crates.
Absolutely right.
That's very true. That I think you're going to lose some on that one as well. On Jabba's palace, they're dropping in a pit and they're sitting there and they're either going to die or they're not going to die depending on what people do.
Yeah, I feel like the thing is like with Alliance smugglers on Jabba's, on new ownership, that's like honestly probably their worst matchup, right? Because all they're going to do is soak up an attack, and that's not the worst thing in the world. But the problem is like if your opponent is running riots, he doesn't care about spending a riot attack to kill a ranger or an Alliance smuggler.
Yep.
And so I feel like that's like their only map where I'm like, I think they're not giving you as much value. But besides that, I mean, even Spoils of Crime, they can still pick up crates and hold on to them, and it is an attack to get rid of them, right? And I don't know.
I think with
I was going to say, my biggest takeaway from tonight is that Han is the best figure in the game.
Oh, yeah.
I was torn on, like, Han versus Vader. And the biggest thing is if you don't hide from Vader, and you're like three spaces away, it's like two or three damage.
Yeah.
If you don't hide from Han, it's 6 to 9 damage.
That's exactly right. Like, that's exactly right.
And it can be, and it's seven spaces away.
Yeah, seven.
I mean, you could be 11 spaces away to start the round and get around.
Yeah.
Like, I get, so we had this conversation online, and I get the idea. And I think if you put both of them in a vacuum, like, Han without focus is not going to be able to, like, chew through Vader,
sure.
But yeah, like, everything, like, because we're not living in a vacuum.
Yeah.
With On the Lamb and yada, yada, yada.
Tools for the job.
He just is. Like, he just is the best figure in the game.
I mean, his threat, like, the thing is, Han's threat on the board is so much worse than Vader's threat on the board, right? Like, Vader's threat on the board is, and he can move and, like, smack people around, but, like, when he moves and smacks people around, like, okay, like, he has to be, he's either going to sacrifice an attack to double move, right? Or you're just going to be moving away from him, right? Whereas Han is going to be picking people off from 7, 8, 9 spaces away. Like, I never worry about Han one-shotting a weak way. I never worry about him one-shotting a weak way, right?
And as a weak way player, if a weak way gets seen by Han, it dies.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And, like, that is just... The problem is, like, with Han is, Han also has access to on-the-land tools to the job and easy focus, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, now when you combine him with Rangers, it's just so much long-range threat. Right. Yeah. And if you want to get close to them, that's like the theory, right? Like, oh, well, you close with them. And it's like, okay, you can maybe do that on Jabba's, but everywhere else you can spread out. Right. And Rangers can just keep picking people off. So it's just a super, super scary list.
Well, and you can you can play the objective game to a certain extent, but like if
on certain maps.
Yeah. On certain maps. But again, because Raining Freight, I picked up. I mean, I only probably got 12 points in objectives. So I got 20 points in objectives, like 12 points in kills, and I still lost because there comes a certain point, even on Raining Freight, where you have to still make that final push.
Yeah.
And if you run a wounded ranger back and kind of hide him, it's 4 points you're not getting.
Yep.
And then you have to kill Han and killing Han.
How much damage did you have on Han?
8 by the end, but
so it was close.
Yeah. Hmm. By the way, everyone. I don't know if I want to give this secret away, but every time you're running Han, if they roll a dodge, make sure you ask them if they have anything before modifiers.
Yeah.
Because On the Lamb happens before modifiers, you don't have to have any special tricks or anything like that, but I would always make sure you ask them.
But what would you do if they, like, what, because what, like, what's the card, like, you're ginning up to scare them about?
Heightened reflexes.
See, so that's it.
Yeah, so if you have a hunter at all, like, it doesn't matter if you have it or you don't. It doesn't matter if it's going to kill him or not.
Yeah.
Just sit there and go, like, grab a card and say,
is
there anything before modifiers?
Yeah.
And they go, I've done it 3 times now, and they go, I rolled a dodge. And I go, I understand. Is there anything before modifiers? Exactly. And they kind of go, no, I rolled a dodge. And I'm like, cool, heightened reflexes. Yeah, and they go, Oh.
Yeah, and then it feels bad, man.
Yeah, and it's in, and eventually at some point, I'm going to do it without the actual heightened reflexes, and someone's going to on the lamb into nothing, and I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, well, I mean, that's the plan.
Yeah, that's true.
Except now people know. So if they run into me and have everything go their way, and well, just kidding.
All right, Steven, let's give a quick recap of our game. It was super, super close. I was running my Honda Kata list.
Yeah, and I was running basically classic Jabba's Realm. Onar Vinto, Greedo, Weequays, Hired Guns, Gideon 3PO, Jabba.
We were playing on Mos Eisley, Concealed Treasures.
Yep.
It started off really good for you.
Yeah, so it started off, I was able to bomb down my Weequays beating in round two, killed Jokata before he got fired. To shoot.
Yep, that was brutal. He had Assassinate and Tools for the Job.
Yeah, I burned Assassinate, Tools for the Job, and Blitz.
And Blitz, yeah.
But my guys were still clumped up, and I didn't want Drokata.
It was the right move.
Blasting 3-4 damage on everyone.
It was super. Yeah. I mean, he got it by one. Like, he was like on the damage curve. And if he would, I thought, I'm like, Drokata can take this. But you rerolled my 3-block, which was fine. I got a 1-block.
Yep.
And then I rerolled another 1-block, which was brutal. But I mean, you literally just barely got it. And if you wouldn't have done it, then Drokata was just going to open it up. So that was the absolutely right move.
And then I was able to, Greedo ran in and took out Mac.
Yeah.
Before you played any spy cards. Yep,
which I didn't have.
And then we traded a bunch back and forth. You took out some Weequays with Han.
Yep.
I was able to charge Vinto in and get solid damage.
He did do solid damage.
6 to 8 damage. Uh-huh. I think I got 8 damage on Han. And then, like a jerk, Kenny's just like, oh, yeah.
Time to go on the lamb.
MHD, heal. Yeah, and he just healed back up with MHD.
Yep.
And then on my kill shot on Han, he Miracle Worker.
Yep. So Han took probably, before you killed him, he killed Onar, Weequays. I didn't kill Vinto. No, I did kill Vinto. You killed him with Greedo.
Yep.
And a hired gun.
Yep.
He took probably 20 points of damage.
Yeah, because he got up to 8.
Even more with the on the lamb, the shot. Because I on the lamb'd a big hit.
Yeah, it was a heightened reflexes. Not was a heightened reflex. It was an element of surprise.
Yep, that was it.
3 damage surge from Vinto. Yeah. So it was going to be 4 damage and weaken on Han.
Yeah, it was going to kill him. Han probably like absorbed with the cards play like 26 damage. I mean, it was just crazy. But the Alliance Smugglers were the reason I won, because I was just like running those guys. Because I knew when Assassinate and Tools of the Job went down, I was like, okay, I'm going to win this game only by getting crates. So I just blitzed them forward to like get the crates, pick them up. And I had like Harrow's picking up a crate. Like, I just knew Han was just going to do as much damage as he could. But it was super close. Like, our game was really,
if he
really
had
close.
Not had the 2 smugglers getting the crates. So the game ended, I was at 29 and Kenny got to 41. Well, we just called it. I would have gotten to 33.
Yep.
And if Kenny had not gotten as many crates as he did, like one fewer crate, and that gives me, I have to pick off, I have to kill MHD.
Yeah.
And one of the smugglers. And I still had, and what did I have left?
Full health Greedo. He dodged my shot back.
Yeah, I had like a full health Greedo, I had a hired gun, I had Gideon, and I had Jabba.
Yeah.
And he had smugglers, Hera, and MHD.
And Gideon. Yeah. So
any two of those.
And it was just so close.
Yeah.
And it was just absolutely on the edge.
Did you use any ordered hits with Jabba?
I did not. I was going to with Onar.
Uh-huh. But I killed him.
But then he killed Onar. And ordered hits with Vinto aren't awesome because he can't bolt slam.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. Yeah. That's an interesting point.
And Greedo, they get to shoot back.
He can't draw.
Rapid fire.
He can't rapid fire. He can't bolt sling.
Bolt sling says during your activation.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
that is interesting.
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have done it anyway because it's a good chance to flub. Yeah. But that's crappy. Yeah, I was just curious. It's really interesting because, like, when Jabba first came out, I was like, 2 points for an attack is really good. Now, points just seem like they're such a premium right now that 2 points, I'm just like, oh.
So the thing about it like this, if you're using it to kill a figure, you're going to get an extra point from the figure. So it's only costing you 1 point.
Right.
But that's the thing. Like, you've got to, like, figure, like, that's what you're doing. So.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even with Black Market, I see a card. I mean, you know, you flip Tools for the Job and you're like, I'm at 31 points.
Yep.
Like, Tools for the Job could kill someone, but if I sell it, I'm at 33 points. And if I kill someone, I win.
If it's late game, unless there's something that killing the figure wins me the game.
Yeah.
I always sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so smart. Sense. That's really, really smart. And he would have, you forgot to black market a card, right?
Yeah.
Round two. That would have been really big. Yeah. I totally spaced that. But
yeah, that happens. when I was playing Matt, I black marketed Element of Surprise and another zero cost card. And I was like, that was kind of dumb. I mean, whatever.
All right, I guess I'll take them.
It's a free card draw. I'm getting to better cards, but then I didn't seek better cards also. So that kind of hurt, but such is life, you know, that's stupid Imperial Assault.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. We love this game. Steven, if you were going to Worlds, what would you take?
If I was going to Worlds, what would I take?
Yeah.
I would probably for the next 2 weeks play Han Rangers.
Yeah.
And then if I didn't feel comfortable with it, I would take my IG Weakways list.
That was such a solid list.
Yeah.
I want the record to reflect that the Brits are going to say that they figured out Han Rangers, and I just want to be on the record to say that for at least 6 months I've been saying that I think Han Rangers is legit. I just want it to be very clear that I never thought Han Rangers was not super
awesome.
We'll
send a carrier pigeon over there. That's exactly assuming right. That's all they have.
That's right.
Across the pond.
Since our regionals in December, like we played regionals in December, someone took Han Rangers. It was someone from a different place.
Oh, okay.
We played against Han Rangers, and we got home, and Kenny said, he's like, oh, that wasn't, like, the best list ever. He's like, because I was really afraid. It had Kotoon in it.
Oh, that's Kenny, right. It was Joe from JotoCast.
Yeah. Kenny said he was afraid that Han Rangers Kotoon or some flavor of that was just going to dominate everything.
Yeah. I thought at the time, I was like, that is just bonkers, right? Like, ways to negate dodges, like Han Rangers. Like, I just – that was super scary.
I should have beat him twice.
But you did.
I beat him once, and then I lost the other time points.
Yeah.
Granted, both of them came down to, like, it was, like, 40 to 38.
Yeah, those
times.
Games are bonkers.
But, I know. I keep thinking about busting out the double sentry with the Rebel Care package again. Just, but
Han Rangers is better.
Yeah, and people, like, I think there was a certain, just moment where people didn't know exactly what sentries were going to do.
I don't think they know now.
But I think people know to just kill them.
Yeah.
Like they don't care about what they do on offense. It's just like, okay, how do I kill
this sentry? I have to kill that thing as fast as I can.
And the issue is you only have 14 points of leftover stuff for that list. Or not even that. You have 11 points of leftover stuff, which is just not nearly enough to make it worth it.
Yeah.
So. Not enough to fit IG.
Yeah,
I mean, the single... I actually think the IG sentry list, I think, is worse than the IG Weequay list.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. Because you lose synergy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like sentries, again, people love the sentries for the multi-fire, but
they're not durable enough.
Yeah, but if they get in there, like I've had a sentry flub a multi-shot. Like I've had it a couple times where it's because you're rolling like especially non-focus that second one. If you're rolling green yellow, you can get. You know, even if you get damage, surge, reroll, and you're like, cool, damage, surge, you're like, I did three damage, and now I'm right in front of someone where a riot trooper can walk up to me and punt me in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, riot troopers are great.
Yeah, they are.
Riot troopers are great.
All right, we're going to cut it off so before they kick us out of the store.
Yep.
Okay, that is the end of episode 31. Sorry it was a little bit of a different format, but it was kind of fun for us. It was really good to be able to have some after-game commentary. We all really love each other in our local gaming community, so we have a ton of fun dissecting our games. They were all really close, and it was a good learning experience. It was really good for JK to play against Matt's Han Rangers. Matt has been doing really well with them, and so it's just kind of nice to... watch them as they're developing their lists. But again, we want to thank everyone for downloading the podcast. Join us on the Slack channel. Send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com so you can also get in our Worlds prep. Even if you're not preparing for Worlds, you can come and talk about lists with us. We're having a ton of fun. You can argue with me about whether or not Han is the best figure in the game. Spoiler alert, he totally is. And we also want to encourage people to support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest. You can get sweet alt art cards, and you can support us as we're producing all this IA content. We want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you all have a great night. Bye.